Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, I'm going back to the Associated Press style guide here, referring to, you cannot call people deniers, right? You have to call people climate change doubters or those who reject mainstream climate science. You must refer to those who don't believe in global warming as those who reject mainstream climate science. According to the Associated Press, that's what you must do. And I use the word integrity. And the lack thereof, the Associated Press has no integrity left. That's the problem. It used to be a good organization. Paul Dreesen joining me now, Senior Policy Advisor for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFACT, which is sponsoring the All Pain, No Gain petition against global warming hype, the crisis of integrity, deficient science, fueled, as we have just learned, by the Associated Press and their deficient integrity. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
Glad to have you here. You say there is an epidemic of agenda-driven science by press release and falsification, and that we've reached a crisis situation. Please explain.
Well, we're seeing over and over a pattern of falsifying data, homogenizing is their favorite word, where they just sort of adjust the data that they've actually gotten to fit the agenda, to fit the theory. You see this with global warming, the original data sets, even going back all the way to the 1930s, are adjusted upward or downward to make everything fit with the narrative that humans are causing dangerous man-made climate change. So in this case that I just wrote about, I'm pointing out a couple of very troubling instances. One involved Duke University, where one of its researchers had finally admitted that she had falsified and fabricated data that Duke then used to get $113 million in additional EPA grants from the Environmental Protection Agency, so that the agency could drive forward its narrative that air pollution, soot in our air, was killing people and causing environmental injustice. And then next one I saw, these are all in the space of a week, was
right.
The New England Journal of Medicine, which published some articles and an editorial that claimed the same pollutants that Duke was studying were killing people, but they blatantly ignored a whole raft of studies coming from California and elsewhere that show that there's just no significant or evidence-based relationship between these tiny particles that are...
Well, here's the problem,
in the air and with people getting sick or dying.
Here's the problem, Paul. In my lifetime alone, here in the United States alone, solely in the United States, because other countries have seen far larger jumps, but longevity in America has increased 19% since the mid-1960s in America. 19%. The average woman born today in America will live into her mid-80s, and men now, for the first time, will break 80 years of age on average in America. Now, in places like China, the lifespan went from about 50 years of age to near 70 in the same time period. It's an incredible leap forward in longevity, and yet there's more people, more cars, more greenhouse gas, and so on and so forth than there's ever been. But in America, we're cleaner than we've ever been as well. And please explain. I mean, if we're all killing ourselves with all these pollutants and particulates and so on and so forth, how is it that we are all living longer year after year after year? We live longer, better, more productive lives than at any time in human history.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. And if you look back a little bit further, you go to the turn of the 19th century, say 1900 to 2000, we went from about 47 years of age on an average life expectancy to 78. So we are improving our lives, just as you say. We're learning how to control the pollution that we used to put into our air and our water. Our cars are putting out about 3% of the pollution that they did in 1970. And then you have these crazy people over in Hamburg, Germany, protesting and screaming against capitalism and modern industry and modern living standards.
Hold on,
and
Paul.
They are enjoying the same fruits of capitalism.
They're screaming about capitalism.
Living standards. They are
using their iPhones.
Longer and better lives.
Yeah, they're screaming about capitalism, using their iPhones, wearing their Nikes with their Under Armour shirts on. I mean, the absurdity of the depth of their ignorance knows no limit.
Yeah, and it's the ignorance, and it's driven just by this absolute passionate hatred of what they concoct as what capitalism is all about and what industry and what business are all about. They've just got this crazy stuff pounded into them, into their heads from infancy almost, from teachers and professors who
have the same attitudes
and want to drive this viewpoint that everything in modern history and modern life is evil and aim toward killing people when, as you just said repeatedly, our lives are so much better than they've ever been.
We have longer, more productive, happier lives than at any time in human history. More food, medication, transportation, communication, all perfected in large part by America, by the way. And America's often made out to be the evil actor in all this, and yet we've created a better world for everybody. What we've failed to do effectively in America for the last a half century is teach the truth about America, about capitalism, about the evils of socialism and the downfalls of Marxism. And the fault lies in our educational system overall because we haven't taught our kids squat about what they should have been taught. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is an educational system that is part of a leftist, anti-capitalist, anti-modern civilization, anti-Western civilization movement that wants to be in charge, wants its way on everything. It feels it's wiser and smarter than all the rest of us, and they should be running our lives, regulating every aspect of our lives, but never with any accountability or liability for what they screw up or for the people that they deliberately hurt. And that is just intolerable in my book.
Well, Paul, you hit it hard. You hit it well. He is Paul Dreesen with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFACT. Paul, I'm sure we will talk soon, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. My pleasure.
It is Tuesday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment system. Get your free water test today at wolverinewatersystems.com.